then I quit.
Well, that's as far as it...
That's as far, I guess, as we could go in that time. And I got up a little bit too old, you know.
Did y'all go all the year? Or?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we'd go all the term. The whole term of school. 9 months. But we had no way of getting there and back. It's a walk. Now, there would be some of them way off on the end. And they'd take off early in the morning and make it down here. We had my daughter that you met, her husband, well, his daddy lived way down on the east end, and it was too far, so he built him a tent. Made him a tent.
Yeah.
And he camped right there by the schoolhouse. And go to school. But he waited too late. He was way up in his 20s when he started school. But he went anyway. He learned to sign his name. That is correct.
About September was when school was, you said you went 9 months a year?
Yeah, we'd go there. The school would open in the same month that it does today. And it would close the same time.
Can you tell me about the first house you were born in?
Done what?
The first house you lived in. What were the houses like here?
Oh, well, we lived down there. That was wooden frames, man, straight, just 1x12s, boarded up, upways. And then on the cracks, they were. We had what we call a battening put over there. Well, that's what we lived in after I got married. The frame of this house was built a little bit further, but on that, because the road used to pass down close to the marsh, edge of the marsh over there. They didn't want to mess up the ridge in them days. And we'd farm all the back, my daddy would.
Oh, you'd farm the ridge?
Yeah, we'd farm the ridge. That is right.
So the houses were all...
Well, that house is right now, it has four walls, because I walled it first with 1x12 cypress, and then I came back on top and put weatherboarding on it, and then we sealed it inside, then I come back on top with pre-finished plywood like we got in here.
Did you build fires here? In other words, was it cold enough in the winter that you...
Oh, yeah, man, but we cut our own wood. We cooked with a wood stove. And it would make us a big... In them days, we'd make our chimneys out of mud and moss out of a tree. We'd build a pen and get us some mud that had no shells in it. And then we'd pour water in that and put moss in there, this green moss that we get out of the oak trees, and we'd stomp that. Get in there backward.
Yes.
And then we'd build our chimney with that. We'd get four poles, and we'd nail some strips. And then we'd daub it on both sides, inside and outside, and that would last for years and years.
The front part of the chimney, did you build out a...
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Bet you we did.
And did you have, in other words, you had to cut the wood. What would you start the fire with?
Oh, yeah, we'd have to cut our own wood.
You started it with...
Well, we'd